Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the place, the destiny, the call, the purpose that God has predestined us for before the foundations of the earth. And we walk by faith. We're walking, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're walking knowing that God is God and that He's greater than anything that could ever happen in your life, that He's able to cause you to triumph. He's able to cause you to win. He's able to cause you to be victorious because you're walking in life, being the light of who He is, with His presence, His Spirit living inside of you greatly, and He's causing victory to happen in your life through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's so good to be with you today. I pray that you had a wonderful worship weekend and that you're ready for another empowerment in the Word of God. We've been looking and studying people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals who've been called and purposed by God, because God always chooses unlikely people to do His purpose and His will. And we do it knowing that we have to depend on God. We have to depend and trust in Him, and we have to obediently walk in faith to everything that He said. And as we trust Him, He makes the manifestation of His divine will seen and known, and He causes glory to be seen in us so that someone else will be saved, delivered, set free, encouraged in the Lord through us. So we're going to talk today a little bit about trusting God. And this week, this is what we're going to be talking about in this empowerment. We're going to be talking about trusting God. Sometimes it's very hard for us to trust God. As I've said it many, many times before, we've been taught to be independent people. From the time that we were reared, we've been taught to be independent. We've been taught to be strong. We've been taught to be self-sufficient and to go for it and to make it happen for ourselves. Well, in the spirit realm, when it comes to our relationship with God, it's totally the opposite. God wants us to be dependent on Him. He wants us to trust Him and rely confidently on Him. He wants us to be assured that He's with us, that He's not going to leave us nor forsake us. Even when we go through trials and tests, when we face certain circumstances, He's right there. And it's hard for us to understand that a God that sometimes is silent in a trial, in a test, and a place where we're being proven, is there with us watching this happen. But you have to go back and remember that when Jesus was on the cross, God didn't say a word. It was the time that He had to go through that trial, that great tribulation, that test that was so hard that we ourselves could never bear it. We ourselves could never have endured it. But He did it, and God was silent because Jesus knew that He had to please God. He knew that He had to go through this, and He knew that at that particular time, He was taking on the sins of the world. His character basically became everything that we were. That's how He was able to make an exchange with us, because He took everything that we were, everything that we ourselves or anyone on the face of the earth would ever feel, encounter, think, or act. He took that character on so that He can pay the price and exchange with us everything that He is. So at that time, God was silent. And Jesus said in His own self, He said, Father, why have you forsaken me? Because it was at that present that God and the Holy Spirit could not identify or being linked with Him in the place that He was at, because He was paying the price for us. So there are times in our life that it seems like God is silent and He's not speaking, but we're in a place of trust. We're at a place where we have to trust God and walk through what we know is His divine will, doing it the way He said and according to His word, and not the way that we think or feel or the way that the world is, or the circumstances even predicting or speaking to us. We have to do it the way God said. We have to understand that that we live in the shadow of God's Almighty. We live in the place of God's shelter. We live in that place where it doesn't matter whatever other gods are out there or whoever is calling themselves a god or whatever they've made a god. We live in the shadow of an Almighty God who lives forever. He's eternal. And because we are living under that shelter, living under the shade, living under that protection of who He is, He is not even in his shadow, not going to allow us to be destroyed, even when we're in a place of being tried and trusting the Lord. We've got to understand that God alone is our refuge. We've got to understand that. Our refuge is God. Our hope is God. When we say we confidently trust God, those words are going to be tried. Those words are going to be proven. Those words are going to be that which we have to stand by, and we have to see and know within ourselves, do we really trust God, or are we saying words because it sounds good, or it's a cliche, or we're saying it because we're around other believers? But do we really confidently trust God when everything in our life is looking like God is not there, God is not for us, God is not even answering us? I know that there's a song, Psalms 42, and it says in that psalm, when it says, when the writer is talking about the place that he's at, he says in that psalm that my enemies, those who are around me, are saying, where is your God? Because there are circumstances and there are people who watch our lives, and when we go through certain things or we face certain challenges, they want to know, okay, where is this God that you say that you love and that is there and he's for you? And you have to confidently know it's not by your feeling, it's by your faith that he is with you, that he's not forsaking you, that he's right there. And even though he's silent, he's already given you the instructions to pass the test before you ever got to the test. The word of God was leading you. The Lord was telling you what it was that you needed to do. You were getting taught through scripture. You were getting taught, if you were listening, you were getting taught how to handle certain situations, how to go through certain situations. Even if you, when you heard that word, you were not yet facing that in your life, you were supposed to take that word and hide it. Ponder that word, keep it. Because there was going to be a day that you were going to need it. So you could pull it out of your spirit, pull it from your mind, from your heart, and remember that this word that you heard has prepared you for the thing that you're now getting ready to walk through or now in. That word will not fail you because that word is God. The word of God will not fail you. He is faithful, and he will confidently do what he said as we confidently trust him. He's going to do it. So we've got to understand that God is our refuge, that he's our safety place, that God is that he's the one that we can absolutely put our confidence in, our trust in, and know he is not going to treat us like man. He's not going to do us like man. He's not going to allow us to go through something and walk away from us in the middle of it. He's right there, and you have to trust that he's there. He has faithful promises that he's given to us. And these faithful promises are what we wear like an armor. We know that it's going to happen because God is going to faithfully provide his righteous promise, his righteous armor, his righteous power to bring us through everything that we need. And we don't have to be afraid. We do not have to be afraid. And I know fear comes when we don't know what to do. Fear will try to come, but that's the time you got to remind yourself, I trust in a God that will not fail me. And you have to go back and remember if he's done anything for you, if he's made any way for you, if he's ever been God, and I know he has in your life, go back and choose to remember what he's done and celebrate the fact that he brought you through something that you never would have gotten through if he had not been for him who was on your side. You have an overcoming testimony. The fact that he saved you is enough to say, wait a minute, he didn't save me to bring me this far, to leave me, to forsake me, to allow circumstances or situations to overtake me. And even though I'm being tried and I'm being tested, I have to confidently believe that God is going to be here and it's going to work out for my good. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't even know how he's going to do it, but I trust that he's going to show up and be the God that I know him to be, because there's no other God that can deliver me. There's no other God that can save my soul. There is no other God that can rescue me and give me a plan that is perfect, that comes in and fills me, provides grace and favor and mercy for my life. And now I walk through by faith into the purpose that he has, and he never, ever forsakes me. Why would he allow me now to go down? This is not the kind of God we serve. This is not the God that we believe in. The God that we believe in is well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what we ask, think, or imagine. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. And we have to confidently trust him and not fear the dangers, not fear the disasters, not fear plagues, the things that are happening in the world. We have to understand that even though these things are happening, Jesus spoke about it in the Gospels, and he says these things are going to take place, but don't worry. Don't worry. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. I'm telling you what's going to happen so you will know, and you won't be as the world fearful. You won't be as the world walking and acting as if you don't have hope, that you understand these things have to take place because the earth is beginning to groan and moan, and birth pains is getting ready to happen because I'm soon to come. So we understand that, and we don't fear, but we know confidently that God has got us, and he's going to walk us through. And we understand that even though everything is going around us, this thing is not going to touch us. We're confidently safe that even if we go and slip and be with the Lord, we're still good, and everything else is working out, even in that, for the best, for the better. So it's good that Jehovah God of our life is our refuge. He is our refuge. And we choose to believe God and be under the shelter of his wings, the shelter of his power, the shelter of his love and his arms. And we know that God has promised us so many things. And because he's promised us so many things, even as Psalms 91 says, and I love it because it lets us know that because we love God, because we love him and we trust him, because we serve him, he's going to rescue us. He's going to be there when we ask for him, when we call on him. He's going to answer us. He's going to make sure that we have a right answer, his presence, his peace in the time of trouble, that he's going to honor us and satisfy us with his salvation. And that salvation is just not for us just getting saved. His saving strength and saving power is there throughout our entire walk with him, because the word lets us know that we are saved. We're being saved, and that lets us give the assurance that we're saved from hell, we're saved from condemnation, but we're also saved from this present world, we're saved from the things that come to try to take us out, and then we're saved from ourselves, which means we're saved from the things that come to our mind, things that are in our heart, things that we have to get broken off of our lives. He saves us even from us, and so this process is of saving us, not saving us from hell, but saving us in the point of we being rescued from the things that try to lead us away from God's purpose, lead us away from his perfect will, lead us away from trusting him and becoming all that he says. He saves us from those things by bringing his word, by bringing his life, his strength, bringing his power there, and allowing us to know that he is there and we're going someplace, that we're just not at a standstill in this life, that as we confidently trust him and believe him, we know that it's going to work in our home, in our marriage, on that job, with our physical body, with our children, with other family members, with the ministry, with that business. It's going to work as we confidently believe and trust God. We don't always have to have every answer right there, but we trust the God that is in control. We trust the God who is never lied and never failed. We trust the God that sits in thrones forever. We trust the God that can never be moved or never be defeated. He is almighty and all powerful. And because he is God, we trust him. And as we are trusting him, what is going on and what's transpiring is your faith is being proven. Your faith is now maturing and growing and stretching. Your faith is being developed. Trust means that your faith walk is now being developed in another level. And unless it had been for the test or the trial that you're going through, you would not experience this relationship of trust with God, because God will put you in situations that no one else can help you. No one else has your answer. No one else can deliver you. So he allows you to go through something where you have to trust in God. And as you trust him, he is building your faith muscles. He's building your faith testimony. He's building your confident trust in him as you endure, as you go through, as you trust God. And even if you've got to go through saying, God, help my unbelief, then say it, help my unbelief. Because the moment that you do, now faith moves in to give you the assurance that God is there. Now faith moves in to give you that trust that you need, that peace that you need, that even though you don't have all the answers, you know that it's going to be okay, that somehow it's going to work for your good, that God is not going to allow you to go down, that even in your night season, you're going to see the daybreak. You're going to see the breaking of day. You're going to see something that happens in your life because you trust God. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Save Your Life, the process of day while we're going through the session this week of empowerment, of trusting God. And I pray that you've been blessed and encouraged, and we'll be here tomorrow at the same time for another empowerment. Have a blessed and wonderful day.